This is episode number 2638 of the Who Cares News for Friday, April 5th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Former Nickelodeon host Mark Summers.
Oh, my doppelganger. No, seriously, I have a picture of me and him, like, during the double dare days. It's because we were wearing the same colored suit, that's all. We were about the same height, too. We don't look anything alike now.
Man, he really went on to do some stuff.
Oh, yeah, huge things, yeah.
Yeah.
He's mostly Food Network.
And, very quietly, too.
Oh, yeah. That's his thing.
But very successful.
Very successful. I saw him in December, as a matter of fact, and reintroduced myself.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a picture of me and him. We look a couple of days older than we did back in the 80s.
This is
but
a couple.
It's okay, just a couple.
Hair.
Somewhere, well, I do. I have a Polaroid picture. You've seen it. It's in a scrapbook around here somewhere. Me and him in Detroit.
Forgot about that.
And,
yeah.
You know, we could have been brothers. It's like crazy.
Anyway, Mark Summers says he walked out of his interview for the Quiet on Set docuseries.
Oh, that's right. He was in that. I saw that.
He says he was duped into the sit down from the get go.
Oh, I bet. I bet he knew nothing about what was going on there.
Well, it kind of surprises me because, you know, why would you have to dupe him into doing it?
Well, you know, you're a producer. You want. So he gives Nickelodeon credibility, right?
Right.
It's one thing. Amanda Bynes doesn't. You can't sit her down in front of a camera and go like, oh, hey, remember when you were a child star? No, he was the face of Nickelodeon for a very long time. There was another guy that did, he wasn't on Nickelodeon. He was on a syndicated show, Funhouse. What was that guy's name? I forget.
I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway,
you know what I'm talking about.
Mark says he wasn't clued in on producer's true intentions to expose the network's toxic workplace claims. He explained that initially he thought this was just an innocent look back on his Nick days. However, he says the producers pulled a bait-and-switch maneuver on him, allegedly hitting him with some footage that they asked him to recreate or react to, which was pretty unsettling for Mark.
Yeah.
He said, they ambushed me. They never told me what this documentary was really about. And he was in the first part of it because he spoke positively about Nick.
Well, and he was one of the first stars of Nickelodeon, too.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, the Rugrats.
And his portion, Mark makes clear that all the allegations being levied happened after his time on the network.
Yeah. Well, we heard that from Kenya Thompson, too. Which is right. This stuff really happened in the early 2000s, from what I understand. Late 90s, early 2000s. When you go back and look at who was what and where.
A fifth episode for Quiet on Set, chronicling the fallout and aftermath, is set to air April 7th.
If you've not seen it, and you grew up in the Nickelodeon era, or you had kids in the Nickelodeon era when they were really getting going, there's an unsettling and very startling chapter 4. I don't want to give it away.
It's all pretty unsettling.
It's very, but this was the bombshell. It was chapter 4.
Yeah, that's
and
probably
a
one
very
of the worst
famous.
Ones, yeah.
A child actor was involved. So check it out. It's not on, by the way, it's not on Paramount Plus because they own Nickelodeon. You're going to find, I believe it's on Max or on Peacock. I can't remember. It's on one of the competing streamers. It's called Quiet on the Set. Quiet on Set.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's all about the Nickelodeon days and the alleged things going on there with kids. I mean, it's terrible. Terrible what happened. So, anyway, and I can't wait for episode 7 to come, or what is it, episode 5 to come out?
Yeah.
This is it was very unsettling for me to watch this.
And
having been part of television at that time, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when I first saw it. You know, having been in children's television at the time, I didn't work in Nick.
Right.
But it's very unsettling that that happened in the world. Anyway, enough. Enough of that. I'm glad that Mark Summers has cleared the air. He can now continue to be my best buddy.
He's clearing.
He does not know he's my best buddy now. So.
Kiss has sold just about everything at this point. Hell, you can even be buried in an officially licensed KISS casket.
KISS casket. I know somebody who's going to be.
Really?
I do. Yes, sir. I know. I know somebody who's a huge,
really
huge KISS fan. Oh yeah,
do
got
I
a
know?
Shrine. Yeah, you do. Actually, matter of fact, I'll tell you who it is afterwards. I don't want to out them on the air, but they have a KISS shrine at their house. A KISS shrine.
Wow.
Been to several hundred KISS concerts over the years.
So it was only a matter of time until they got around to selling KISS itself. Yes, the guys in KISS have sold their name, logo, music catalog, and image likeness rights to Pop House Entertainment, the company behind ABBA's live Avatar show.
Yeah, that thing was apparently a big deal. I didn't see it, but... And they were going to do the Whitney Houston one, too, I think.
KISS made no secret when they played their last show that they would live on in hologram form.
Yeah, they said that.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons says, KISS, the touring band is over. What Pop House will do with our images, our music, and our personas is unlike anything that anyone has ever seen.
Oh, come on. They had a Saturday morning cartoon at one time. It was like, what's the big deal? Just keep watching those.
Well, this show is scheduled to debut in 2027. It's a biopic, and the documentary are also in the works. Gene says him and Paul Stanley are totally involved in all of it.
Well, they basically own
all of it,
or they used to own. Apparently, they sold the KISS likeness and name and all of that. I mean. These guys were able to stay relevant in rock and roll long after because they never showed their faces. They could be 90-year-old men, and as long as they could, you know, move, the makeup did everything for them. They did do a while. I don't know if anybody remembers this. They did just a really short period of time where they decided they weren't going to be in makeup, and that didn't work. It was like, go back to the makeup. But, you know, so Gene and Paul are very rich men. They've done very well for themselves.
They're doing just fine.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before. The reason that artists sell their music catalogs is we don't buy music anymore. So there's nothing to make money on.
That's true.
If you aren't going to perform, you can't make money. So a lot of these big artists from the 70s and 80s are all selling their music catalogs so they can have money to live on the rest of their lives. They're never going
to
earn that much.
But who wants to buy the catalogs?
Oh, you would. Every record company in the world wants them for a lot of reasons. One, for the fact that they own the publishing rights to them. And two, for future licensing and television commercials, television shows, movies. There's huge business in that. Every TV commercial you see usually has a popular song that's part of the commercial. You know, they pay for that. And so these people, they don't want to deal with that anymore.
Yeah.
They just, you know, here, give me $300 million or $100 million for my library, and I'm going to go retire. I mean, Bruce Springsteen, he sold his. He actually has to pay rights to perform his songs in concert.
That's a little too far.
But that's all right. He gets money from the gate. He gets ticket money. So all he's paying is a license fee on his own catalog. But there's no music to be sold anymore. We don't buy music. We listen to it. We lease it. That's all. So.
But there's still music being made.
Well, yeah, people are always going to make music.
And we'll still want music.
Yeah. But they're giving it away.
Well, this.
You know? You know, I mean, that's part of the deal. You know who doesn't give it away?
Who doesn't give it away?
Halle Berry doesn't give it away.
That's good.
She posted yesterday that, they've been on Easter vacation. That's why she hasn't been on. She didn't post that to me. She posted that to, you know,
the world.
But anyway, apparently, family vacay. They've been enjoying spring break. All right.
Well, enjoy your spring break, Halle Berry.
Yeah, there you go.
Away from John.
Hey, she's always away from me. Hey, we've got more Who Cares coming your way Monday. Have yourself a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.